Political persecution and election interference. Donald Trump slams New York grand jury's witch hunt indictment. By Jacob Bliss on March 30, 2023. Former President Donald Trump responded to the emerging reports of the New York grand jury voting to formally indict him on charges filed under seal by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. "This is political persecution and election interference at the highest level in history," Trump wrote in a lengthy statement. He explained that the radical left Democrats, which he also referred to as the enemy of the hardworking men and women of this country, have been engaged in a witch hunt against him since before he became president, identifying the moment as when he first came down the elevator to announce his candidacy. "You remember it just like I do, Russia, 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 the Mueller hoax, Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Impeachment hoax 1, impeachment hoax 2. The illegal and unconstitutional Mar-a-Lago raid. And now this," Trump added, while also acknowledging that the indictment of a former president has never been done before in the history of the United States. The former president continued, "The Democrats have lied, cheated and stolen in their obsession with trying to get Trump. But now they've done the unthinkable, indicting a completely innocent person in an act of blatant election interference. Never before in our nation's history has this been done. The Democrats have cheated countless times over the decades, including spying on my campaign, but weaponizing our justice system to punish a political opponent, who just so happens to be a president of the United States and by far the leading Republican candidate for president, has never happened before. Ever." The New York Times reported, according to four people familiar with the matter, that the Manhattan grand jury voted to indict the former president on Thursday for his role in paying hush money to a porn star, Stormy Daniels. The felony indictment, filed under seal by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, will reportedly be announced in the coming days. Trump, in his lengthy statement, also slammed the Manhattan District Attorney for being a hand-picked disgrace, funded by left-wing billionaire George Soros. "Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, who was hand-picked and funded by George Soros, is a disgrace. Rather than stopping the unprecedented crime wave taking over New York City, he's doing Joe Biden's dirty work, ignoring the murders and burglaries and assaults he should be focused on. This is how Bragg spends his time. I believe this witch hunt will backfire massively on Joe Biden. The American people realize exactly what the radical left Democrats are doing here. Everyone can see it. So our movement, and our party, united and strong, we'll first defeat Alvin Bragg, and then we will defeat Joe Biden. And we are going to throw every last one of these crooked Democrats out of office so we can make America great again." Trump also responded in a separate statement on his Truth Social. "These thugs and radical left monsters have just indicated the 45th president of the United States of America, and the leading Republican candidate, by far, for the 2024 nomination for president. This is an attack on our country the likes of which has never been seen before. It is likewise a continuing attack on our once free and fair elections. The USA is now a third world nation, a nation in serious decline. So sad." Since the New York Times initial report, several other media outlets have confirmed the information, The Washington Post, Axios, and more, but Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office has not made an official announcement. Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle previously wrote that it remains unclear how and when Trump would face the reported charges, but acknowledged that reports in recent weeks indicated the U.S. Secret Service has been working with officials in Bragg's office to coordinate such a possibility. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.